We're in the middle of Siman Tefer Tzadi Vav. Just a quick clarification from yesterday. So, yesterday we learned that there's an Isper Hesped, the kindness, no fasting, and no eulogies on both Yudalid and Tes Vav, both Purim and Shushan Purim. Then the Mishabura pointed out the end of Sifkat and Tes. If you want to know what the status of a Talmud Chacham Bafanav, look at the end of Yeradea, Siman Tav Aleph. And that is footnote 25. That's what they say, even though there's normally an Isra Hesped, I don't know about Talmud Chacham Bafanav, but in Halicha Shlomo, or Shlomo Zalman writes, hey, what do people do when there's a funeral at a time where there's generally an Isra Hesped? There's not a lot of eulogies. They usually get up and say something to the effect of, there's not allowed to be eulogies, but. So, Rav Shlomo Zalman did not believe in that. He told a story. He was at a funeral, and someone got up and said, you're really not supposed to have eulogies. And Rav Shlomo Zalman interjected and said, great, so just say Kaddish. And he felt that the aliyah for the neshama is to follow the halacha. The halacha is not to give a eulogy. And he said, I think his mother-in-law was buried, and he was very close to his mother-in-law, she was buried Friday afternoon, and he got up, and he said, my mother-in-law would want us to follow the halacha states no eulogies on a Friday afternoon, and that was the end of that. So Rosh Hashanah said, when Rav Moshe Feinstein was brought for burial to Yerushalayim, it was on Shushan Purim, and Purim for Yerushalayim. And Rosh Hashanah said, he's the God of Ador, he's the Sarah Torah, he's the God of Ador, and they should have a full funeral. There was 250,000 people there. Full eulogies. Because he's the God of Ador. And that's an exception to the rule. Even though officially it's their eulogies. But in general, Rav Shlomo Zalman did not believe in playing games. Halacha is halacha. And one should not play games. And you want to help the person who just died. The biggest help is to follow the halacha. Okay. Sif Vav. Yesh mi she'omer she'ha'ovel chayev l'shloach manas. So generally giving gifts is like greeting somebody. The act of giving a gift is like greeting somebody. And generally an ovel is not allowed to greet people, and people are not allowed to greet the ovel. So that's why there's a discussion about mishloach, but an ovel is chayev in all mitzvahs. An onein before the burial is part different mitzvahs, we'll get to in a minute. But the ovel is chayev in mitzvahs. So we have a yesh mishomer she'ovel chayev l'shloach manos. He's obligated in sending mishloach manos. Mishabrus of Kotin Yizayin. I feel the talk shiva, even if it's within 7 days. It's a chayev b'chol ha'mitzvahs amrus b'torah. Because an ovel is chayev in all mitzvahs. But koshik is a chayev matanos avyonim. He's chayev in mishloach manos, and kal v'chomer is certainly chayev in matanos avyonim. Now, this is, even though the Mechaber just said, maybe we said the three shittas the Mechaber holds, that Avelus is no egg on Purim, nonetheless he holds that Yechai l'shloach manos. Hagavel, ein shochan la'avel kol yubeis chodesh, but one should not send shloach manos to the avel during his yubeis chodesh. Whenever it says yubeis chodesh, it obviously means for a parent. There is no yubeis chodesh on the other relatives. There's only yubeis chodesh on a parent. Other relatives, the entire Avelus ends at Shloshim. That's what he says. Tanya l'Avim v'Imo, Mishabrus of Katnachav, l'Shai Krov and Toch Shloshim. Atam Kedin Shi'ila Shalom, She'asu Yubeis Chodesh. You're not allowed to greet an Avel, so you should not give him Mishloach Manos. So nowadays, I guess it's not necessarily the case, but usually the Avel, someone in the house, usually, hopefully, one of the parents is sitting Shiva. So the rest of the family are not Avelim. So one gives Mishloach Manos, so it's like kind of to the family, even though one's not supposed to give Mishloach Manos to the Avel. Unless, God forbid, one of the immediate family members passed away, and the whole family is sitting Shiva, so then, Ein Shochin L'Avel, call Yubeis Chodesh. The Kumosh Yisbar B'Yaradea Simin Shin Pehei, the end of Yaradea discusses Hilchos Avelus at length. What's he adding? So most of Hilchas Avelus involves minhagim, and there are different minhagim, and different places do different things. So So if it's a place where after Shloshim, they do greet people, Mishilah Shalom, to the Ovel who is within Yud Beis Chodesh, then they also be allowed to give him Mishloach Manos. Aval lo yishlichu lo mine simcha, but the Mishloach Manos should be more toned down and not be some tremendously simcha dikah thing. Continues the Ramah. In Eimir el ha'ovel im acher. Very interesting scenario. Two people live in a Goyish town. There's nobody there. Just two people. One of them becomes an ovel. So, Jew number one has no one to give Mishloach Manos to except for Jew number two. And Jew number two is an ovel. So then Chayim l'shloach la'ovel. So then he is obligated to give to the ovel. So they kedei l'kayim Mishloach Manos. So he can fulfill his mitzvah. Ela im kei mocha la'ovel amanoso. Unless the ovel is moicha. And that is the Mishabura, the Ramah, the Shitasa. Because in Hilchos Mishloach Manos, the end of Tav Reish Tzadi Hei, the Ramah writes, not everyone agrees with the Ramah, that if you want to give Mishloach Manos to your neighbor, and he is mochel, ki'ilu his kabali, it's as if I got it. No thanks, it's as if I got it. So then the Ramah holds a yotze with that, even though you didn't actually give him anything. You tried, he did. He didn't want it, so you're yotze. So that's the Ramah l'shitasa over here. That he doesn't want it, so you're yotze. Okay, Siv Zayin. Now this is one of the most famous and important halachos in Hilchos Purim. Siv Zayin. Yesh mi she'omer. She'onen, usually an onen, someone whose relative passes away before the burial is called an onen. He doesn't do mitzvahs, and he's not allowed to have basa v'yayin. He's also to drink wine and eat meat. So, yesh mishon she'onen, what if on Purim a person is, God forbid, an onen? She'onen mutter b'basa v'yayin. An onen on Purim is allowed to have basa v'yayin, exception to the rule. Why? Because his personal assay of Avelis or Aninus of being an Onain, which would forbid him from Basavi Yayin, is not strong enough Vidochi to push away assay de Rabin Daraisa. The assay, a public assay of Basar and Yayin and Simchas Purim, which is Daraisa. What do you mean Daraisa? Purim happened after, long after Moshe Rabbeinu, how can it be Daraisa? Explains the Mechaber. Dilismoach b'Purim divrei Kabbalah ninu sheheim kedivrei Torah. Simchas Purim is one of the mitzvahs of Purim, which is mean divrei Kabbalah. It comes from Nach. Nach is called divrei Kabbalah. Doesn't mean Kabbalistic. It means it comes from Nach. And here the Mechaber paskins that Nach heim kedivrei Torah has the status of a Daraisa. And this has a lot of very important ramifications. If you can consider all of the Purim mitzvahs, do you consider all the mitzvahs of Purim as Daraisa or not? It comes up by Megillah reading in terms of, can a 13-year-old boy read Megillah? Do we assume, because he's 13, that he has the two pubic hairs that he needs or not? Chazaka d'Rava, Rish d'Rabbanan, we rely on that. Rish d'Raisa, we don't. And then there's also a big discussion. If it's by Megillah reading, even if you hold this like a Daraisa, is that only by day, or is it also by night? There are many who say that's only by day. The nighttime one is for sure the Rabbanan. There's different people to different things. It's not so pashut. There's kind of contradictions within the poskim themselves. So it's not, that's a standard way of saying it is night is for sure the Rabbanan, day is for sure, day is Daraisa based on this halacha, but it's not so simple. And then in general, Sveikas and everything, once you're dealing with the Daraisa, of course we follow the Rabbanans as we follow Daraisas, but there is definitely a difference in terms of Safek, in terms of Chazaka Darava, in terms of different things. So this one line, buried in the laws of Aninus Ampurim, which should never happen, but carries enough weight to impact all of Hilchos Purim. Mishvah Sivkat Chavdal. Mutter b'basa v'yayin. after that's the machaber, the eldav is knowing before him, even though the opinion of the machaber over here, although he contradicted himself at the end here or there. But even the machaber over here says that Avelos applies on Purim, because Makom Aninus Tfilei Deinu Noeg. Avelos applies on Purim according to the machaber. Yes, we discussed three shittas. The Rama disagrees. So it's like Shabbos. Avelos on Purim. The machaber over here says there's a Avelos on Purim, but there is no Aninus, as he says, because the Simchas Purim has the status of a daraisa, which a public daraisa, which knocks away the personal aninus. That's only by yom. Shechah mitzvah Simchas Purim. The mitzvah of Simcha, the real mitzvah of Simchas Purim, is only by yom, because the pasuk says yimei mishne v'simcha k'tiv. Aval lo b'layla, but not at night. Right, that was the whole discussion. Right on top of the page, end of the Mishnah Berurah. Is the Avelos that the Rama passing Avelos, no Avelos on Purim, it's like Shabbos. Is that by day or also by night? The Mishnah Berurah seems to say it's only by day. At night there is Avelos, and we told over the story with Rosh Hashanah Zalman paskin that even against the Mishnah Berurah, that even at night there would not be Avelos. Okay, Hagon note says the Rama, because in Shechayah b'mikra Megillah, he's certainly going to be Chayah b'mikra Megillah, utfila ukriya Shema. An Avel usually is potter from all mitzvahs. Mishbara Sivkan Chavhei, Rotsa Lomar, the Kishem Shemishul Mitzvah Simchas Hayom, Dachinus Ase Davelus, Vitanu Babas V'yayin, we push away the Ase of Avelus and we allow Bas V'yayin, Vavada in Rod the Potcher Belad, the Mimikah Megillah, Ushar Mitzvahs, Kim Shein Derech HaKarot. It was not the Derech to bury people at night. So therefore the whole Aninus is part of the fact that he's involved in burying the maize. So since they don't normally bury at night, they're not involved in burying the maize at night, so it won't be a problem, and he doesn't have to have the status of an Onin at all, and he should daven and say Shema. The Dome Adon Belel Yantif Sheni, the Abri Poskim Chivu, the Mitzvah Mitamze, an Onin on Yantif is going to be a Shabbos and Yantif, where it's not involved in burying the dead. So then he will be able to keep mitzvahs. Abba says the word, this is not so simple. Yesh the fact because that. This is not so simple. Echad la Yantif Sheni Gufa Yesh Asma Poskim. First of all, the Yantif Sheni is not so simple that he doesn't have the status of an Onin and a regular Yantif Sheni Shagolis. Va'od, the Shamak upon Yantif, there it's Yantif, and there's an Isser. There's an issur to bury on Yantif. L'kach ain chal aninus mimach mashin derech kavur b'leida. It's not the derech to bury. Mashenki b'purim the ikar simcha b'yomu u'b'leida dom in the shar leida shalchol. The ikar simcha purim is by day. So at night is more similar to a regular night. U'b'vaday chal aninus. And even though in Eretz Yisrael, you should lie for sure, in Eretz Yisrael they bury at night. But in Chutz-Lanz they don't usually bury at night. So he says, even though it's not the derech to bury at night, he still thinks that they could bury at night, and the aninus will be chal leil purim. It's kind of a suffix, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down the compromise of the derech hachayim that he shouldn't read the Megillah himself, but he should listen. Yishma kris Megillah me'achem. He should listen to somebody else. Okay, continues the Rama. Merely the dafka b'layla. It's only at night that to say that he'd be chayiv in these things. Even though his relative is not yet buried. But by day when he wants to bury his relative, he should first bury his relative before Megillah. Motions by the Allison and Tafresh pay Zion's base. First bury the dead, and then David listen to read Megillah and everything else. So the Adiv Miyom to Shabbos, Moshe's brother El, Simon Ein Aleph, Cain, Nira, Li. So therefore, meaning before he buries his relative, he's in Onen. He's Pater from Itzus. So he should bury his relative. Then he flips from Aninus to Avelus. Avelus is Chayim in Mitzus. Now I can keep the Mitzus. So this idea of what comes first, Megillah reading, or that's like the Tafresh Pei Zayin, because of the presuming Nisa aspect of Megillah reading, it takes priority over many, 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 many mitzvahs. So Mishuris Sivka Nechavav, Kuras Meisa Kodem Shinesbar, Kodem Kemo Shinesbar, Rasulam. Disham Bucha Delav Davke Meis Mitzvah. So this is not a Meis Mitzvah. But it's like a meis mitzvah. Meis mitzvah called in the kriyas megillah. Lav dafka meis mitzvah. Who did komei she'ain lo kovrin kidei tzarko? That doesn't have enough people to bury him. Now this is the relative. The relative is obligated to take care of the burial. So therefore, it's like a meis mitzvah in this regard because it's lav dafka meis mitzvah. First they bury the maize, then they read the Megillah. The MS got caused to Shama Magir from the Abbey Postum Cholkin on that. Many Postum disagree with this. That Mikra Megillah takes priority even over burying the dead because of Yisumin Isa. First they go to Shul, read Megillah, and then they go bury the dead. So that fits with the Chevra Kadisha, with the people involved in the burial. But the person who's an Onin, hello, Pata Mikala Mitzvahs. And as the Onin status, he's Pata from all the Mitzvahs. So why is he going to listen to Megillah? What's the point of listening to Megillah first? He's not Chayim in Megillah. And maybe he's not even allowed to listen to the Megillah. So you're dealing with a question of Onin. I mean, that's not like it's a question. He's really Pata, he's an Onin. So how can he do Megillah first? It won't count. He should first bury the dead. Even though Megillah takes priority. Yeah, Megillah takes priority when you chayv in Megillah, the Chevra Kadisha. But for the relative, he's an Onay. So Megillah can't take priority. Nothing takes priority. He's part. The Eich Yatzim Mashashama Betzibach Reish Az Lai Chayv Klal. So you're going to force him to listen first. But how's the hell? He's part. If you're mitzvah, you're part. You're part. You know, there's no credit. Now he buries the dead. Now the Chiyav sets in. Now it's Chayv. I already did it. He did it in a state of putter. It's not going to help. He's got to do it again. The Al came Masik and Magen Avraham. Therefore, the Magen Avraham concludes. The Afapi. Should show my kriya b'tzibo. You can end a shenis achash and nikbar ameis. He should listen to it twice. He should first. He should listen to the Megillah because for somebody needs the Megillah takes priority. Then he should bury the dead. Wait a second. He ready to listen to Megillah, but he wasn't Yotze. He was an Onay, or maybe the Suffolk, or Shiloh is Yotze. So he should do it again. Now he does it again. Sharati and Islam and do it again without a bracha, because it could be he was already Yotze. What's the Suffolk? What's the Suffolk he's put there? I didn't have a chance to look this up, but I'm pretty sure in the beginning of Parak Misha Mesa, which discusses the Haninos, third Parak of Brachos, the end is my podcast, Rashi tells us, if I'm not mistaken, the Onay, is he not Chayim in Mitzvahs, or he's not allowed to do the Mitzvahs? I forgot the Deacon Rashi, maybe I forgot who says what. One opinion says he's not Chayim in Mitzvahs, but he's allowed to do Mitzvahs, and if he wants to do a Mitzvah, he gets credit. The other opinion says, no, he's not allowed to do the Mitzvah. So he's not allowed to do the Mitzvah, he's not allowed to do the Mitzvah. So if he's allowed to do the Mitzvah, he's just not obligated to do the Mitzvah. On that side, he already fulfilled the Mitzvah. That's what the Shara Tzion explains here in Ois Lami. Lachavtes. After a sort of mistopic, the Eshad Yot Mashakar Karakvar, maybe he's Yotze with the first Megillah reading. The Mishrotu Lahachmel Asla Rashai. If you want to be Machmer in yourself, a person who's an Onin and wants to be Machmer and fulfill Mitzvahs, he's allowed to do so. About the Emes Gam Sham, Rove Poskim ain't suffering came. Most Poskim disagree with that. Most Poskim say that he's not allowed to listen to Megillah. He's not allowed to do mitzvahs. It's not that he has a p'tur. It's like an Isser. He's not allowed to daven. He's not allowed to put on tefillin. So if there is an Isser, so then he's not going to be yet. But according to the opinion, he's allowed to do the mitzvah. Then he won't get credit. And there was a suffix, so he's going to listen to Megillah. Then he's going to bury the mace. And then he's going to listen to the mill again. Megillah again, but this time without a bracha, because it could be he was Yotze the first time around. Sif Ches. Mutalisa Isha Bapurim. One's allowed to marry a woman on Purim. One's not allowed to marry a woman on Yantif. The Samachta Bechagecha Velo Bishtecha Im Arvin Simcha Besimcha Sol Sugya Im Oy Kut. So here Mishra says Sif Kodach Ches Velo Dami L'Chag. It's not similar to a Chag where it's Osir. Dichsiv Samachta Bechagecha Velo Bishtecha. You're not allowed to. You have to be besimcha with your chag and not your wife. You're not allowed to get married on yontif. But she ain't keep a purim different. But Magen Avraham kasev diaseh chupa biyom yud gimel. But suda be'er, better to get married at the end of Tainis Esther and then have the suda at night. Vayim shari tshuva shekasev shebdizeh pasha minig lahatik zasa shulchan aruch. But the minig says the shari tshuva is like the shulchan aruch to be lenient. V'chem moshe kasev nachal yod selasa chupa yod sof yom yudalin and suda's purim you should do earlier. So that's the whole discussion about getting married on Purim. Lamaisa Rishon Mazam and Arbach got married on Purim. hey, out that the mitzvah of simcha is ad lo yada. So anyway, you're ad lo yada. So how can you say v'samach the bapur? What does it matter? What you're samach with? You're samach with your wife. You can't say v'samach the bechagach of lo bishtecha because the mitzvah is ad lo yada. So ad lo yada, you can get married. Yeah, let's finish up. Hagosh, maybe a dalbein b'tesvah mikra din, you're allowed to get married on Purim. The koshi is shemot alas l'pinyan aben. You're certainly allowed to do a pinyan aben. Mashinogo l'lubash partzufim b'purim, putting dressing up on Purim. The gever lovesh simas isha v'isha klei gever. Men dress like women, women dress like men. Says Ramah, ain't isav davar. Me'achesh l'machad ne'el simcha ba'alma. It's not also because they're only it's simcha ba'alma. V'chein b'levishas kil'ayim d'rabonim. However, continues Ramah, the Yesha Omer Da'aser. It's not so simple, and some say that's Aser. Aval Amini Kisvara Harishona, says Ramah, that it's Mutter. Except the Mishabur doesn't like this very much. Mishabur Sivkotan Lamed, Ayim Biyardeh, Sivin Kuf Pei Bei, Shekas Hashem Atal, Shem Abba, Sheyesh Levatom Min Exek. Does not like the idea of men dressing like women, and women dressing like men. Both in Purim and at Chasanas. Bechein Kasa Beragola Sham. So, if you're a man just like a man, but he puts on one thing of a woman, so it could be it's okay. So that is the conclusion. Mishabura doesn't love it, but those who do it, the Ramah is maker. So there are those who do it, but Mishabura is not a fan. Those who grab things from each other, derech simcha. It's not a problem of lo sigzo. So if you, it's not simcha, like similar to we learned that a person who's mazik on Purim is pater because of the derech simcha. So someone who would be taking something derech simcha, you steal a chunk of from your friend, so it's no problem of lo sigzo. And the Mishmura says, and therefore you'd even be allowed to make a bracha on it, even though normally you're not allowed to make a bracha on something that you stole. Even though the Mishmura concludes from the Shlah that the Lab Mishnas Chasidim here. Vishomer Nashi Yechak Mi Malbushin Dikalayim V'lachto Mechavero. Better to stay away from such practices. V'nogu Kach V'vashu Yasudavar Shloka Hogan Abitu Meir. So the stealing your friend's chocolate bar, if that's what's mikubal, then that would be okay. The Mishabur doesn't love it, but Meikir Din, the Ramah says that would be okay as long as that is what is accepted. And that is Siman Tov Reish, Sadi Vav.
Stealing your chocolate bar.